Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC News at 3 minutes past one.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Afternoon. Stand by. Here comes an epic pick of the pops, the legendary show that really does play the music of your life. Hello, it's me, Steve Wright. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Greetings, pop pickers.
Thank you very much. I suppose last week went okay, because here we are again. In this first hour, we're going back to the chart of 1967. This was the post-summer of love era of Groovy Baby and Yeah Baby, when everybody smelled of patchouli oil. So coming up, hippies and Gary Davis look-alike and bands with ridiculous names. We're in Austin Powers territory here. By the way, this was the year that Tony Blackburn played one of these songs at the very start of Radio 1. Tony, of course, is my friend, still going strong, has to keep going because he's still paying back his student loan. Here's number 22. This is Pick of the Pops with Steve Wright. Let's go to San Francisco, the Flower Pop Men. The only hit for the group, as they didn't really exist. Actually, they were all made out of plasticine. They might have to wait for Little Weed, but maybe that's another story. The song was written by John Carter and Ken Lewis, who were songwriters for the Ivy League, who were not hippies at all. We're looking at a picture of them. That's the songwriters here, and they're wearing their poplin shirts. Jazz 3 and 6 in Carnaby Street. Now, at 20, down one, Sandy Shaw, you've not changed. By the way, she was supposed to change and put some shoes on. At 19, up one, King Midas in reverse by The Hollies coming.
Across the nation, this is Pick of the Pops. Steve Wright. On BBC Radio 2. And on BBC itself.
King Midas in reverse, The Hollies. This is the third top 20 single for The Hollies this year. On a Carousel and Carrie Anne made the top five, but that track, King Midas, peaked at 18. At 18, down three, The Day I Met Marie, Cliff Richard. At 17, up four, Just Loving You, Anita Harris. The first and only top 10 hit for Anita. In the early 60s, she was a singer with the Cliff Adams Singers, who themselves were famous for Sing Something Simple on Radio 1 and 2, which followed the chart show back in the day. Oh, here's a bit.
Sing something simple.
That's lovely. That's probably enough. Great song of 17, Anita Harris, and Just Loving You. A bit more information about Anita. She would go on to be a big TV star and star in the Carry On film Follow That Camel, which of course is a classic.
Pick up the pulse.
It's Ichiku Park, Small Faces. 16.
It's all too beautiful.
Down four at 16, Ichiku Park. Ichiku Park, it wasn't where they dumped all the bed bugs and the fleas.
It's all too beautiful.
Where was Ichiku Park? Well, it could either be in Manor Park in London, Valentine Park in Ilford, or the Wanstead Flats in Wanstead. But definitely somewhere in East London. And it's all too beautiful. New at 15, Autumn Almanac on Pick of the Pops. Autumn Almanac, as the leaves turn gold, we play gold. That's new at 15, just one of their 13 top 10 hits for the Kinks. Songwriter of the century, Ray Davis, said the song was about a local hunchback gardener in Muswell Hill. We looked up, by the way, how to cure a hunchback, and it said, stand up straight. This is Bobby Gentry, Ode to Billy Joe.
Was it 3rd of June and not...
Ode to Billy Joe. Bobby Gentry at 14, up 4. And that was the song that catapulted Bobby Gentry into the spotlight. It became number one in America. Bobby Gentry's start in life was actually hard. She was raised by her mother. Their house had no plumbing or electricity. Story goes that at the age of 7, her grandmother traded one of the family's milk cows for a neighbor's piano, and Bobby was hooked. She's 81 now, retired and living a quiet life in Los Angeles, if that's indeed possible. Oh, here comes comes Grocer Jack at 13 down 4. Excerpt from a teenage opera.
Aircheckdownloads.com.